McGee. Where'd you go? What's he, what was he up to, man?
I don't know.
That was
Mondays at this station. We come in and we rebuild it from scratch.
What's going on, you guys? We had a good weekend. We're here all weekend, man.
And we have to figure out what happened, and we have to rebuild it.
A lot of beer spilled everywhere.
Sure.
A lot of bong water.
Stuff not working.
Rock radio.
I came in and Sligo goes, look at this.
There's a big black screen. It's dead. The main thing, the main computer, the main frame. Howl 9
good
million.
Times.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. You?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Busy. Way too short. Let's shut it down. Yeah,
yes,
you're
agreed.
A busy man.
Busy,
right
busy.
Now.
Moving sucks.
Moving is
it's great when you're
worst.
Done.
Yes. When that last thing is placed.
Yes.
And the last thing that you don't mm-hmm. know why you brought over from the old place is thrown away.
Yes.
That's the best.
Yes.
Sit back.
I'm not there yet.
No. Yeah. How many more years do you think?
Well, probably three.
Them? Yeah.
3 or 4.
Right on.
Let's talk about today's show. Give me five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Action.
Action.
Something like the first song that leapt to my mind for that is Jump. You know, so.
Oh, gotcha. So it doesn't have to be the word action.
Nope. Yeah, this time it's just sort of.
I was thinking, how many songs have the word action? That would be
think
difficult.
Think of a Def Leppard song. That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. So any kind of action.
Yeah.
Secrets about your family.
Nope. We're not talking about that. Nope. I don't care.
Bizarre secrets about your family
weird.
That you found out perhaps later in life.
Not talking about my great grandma.
I can't wait to talk about your great grandma. First things
how dare
first.
You? You have an obsession with my great grandma.
There's a new kind of criminal named Edward Scissorhands. Tell you about.
Cool.
We have one American dollar.
Yay!
And the latest UFO sighting from an astronaut.
Really?
Yep.
Now, they're finally going to document this stuff. They're finally going to say, yeah, you know, you weren't crazy. We've been
right.
seeing them, too.
That's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. A lot of talk about UFOs these days.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one?
No.
I'm convinced I saw one once.
Is that right?
Yeah. In
where?
Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Totally sober. Seriously sober for like...
You haven't been sober
3 months.
In
it was a weird
25 years.
Period of time.
Okay.
2 a.m, saw these things that look like Close Encounters. You know, the ice cream cones that go flying by in that
right.
movie? One of those went just kind of right over my apartment. Just really bizarre. Watched it go by.
Were you high?
Not sober as could be. 3 months sober. It was crazy. It was a really boring period of time. 1997.
Sober.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't meet you then.
I know. I was
a bummer.
Angry. But I was pretty sure if I reached out and started screaming, going, hey, it would be a really bad idea. Something just told me.
You didn't want the anal probe?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You
I could have done that.
Asked for it.
Ah.
Signed up.
Hi, I'm still here.
There is a NASA astronaut named Scott Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of him?
Nope.
He's a retired space captain, Scott Kelly.
Space captain.
He went on several missions into space during his career and even commanded the International Space Station on 3 different occasions.
Oh, dude is cool.
Yes.
Big fan already.
So when he says he thinks he saw a UFO, you go, okay, well, this is a guy I'm going to trust.
I mean, he's going to know what is out there and what he's seeing. I mean, if anybody
yes.
is.
It was during a panel discussion held last week at NASA headquarters.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the organization's plans to deal with UFOs. And he told the story about the time that he thought he saw one.
Wow.
He was flying a U.S. Air Force Tomcat fighter jet.
Okay. Was he high? Or was he sober that month?
I believe he was sober. I'm guessing probably they have to
right,
be sober.
Right, no, sure, of course.
He said, I remember one time I was flying in the warning areas off Virginia Beach, military operating area, and my RIO, the guy who sits in the back of the Tomcat, was convinced we just flew by a UFO.
Wow.
But I didn't see it. Hmm. So we turned around.
Yeah, you did.
And went to look for it.
Sweet.
And it turns out it was a Bart Simpson balloon.
Caramba.
It was a Bart Simpson balloon.
And dude thought he had saw it. I was like, that's a UFO, man.
They turned the plane around to go check on it.
How big was it?
It must have been huge. I can't imagine.
Yeah, maybe they were disguising themselves. They're like, oh, these humans, they like Bart Simpson. We will disguise ourselves as
so
Bart
they
Simpson.
Were aliens.
Yeah.
Ay, caramba.
And they talk like Bart, and now they're here, and we don't even know it.
Yeah, that one guy, he liked ice cream. Let's look like we're ice cream.
No,
and he will
no.
think it's not.
I didn't even think about that.
That's hilarious. So he's debunking the whole thing, is what he's saying.
I believe so.
Yeah.
At least he's saying I never really, really saw something
right.
that I
didn't
understand.
Right.
And by the way, there's a big difference between things you don't understand and alien.
Right, sure,
but
of course. Exactly. Yeah.
People like to
Well, I would say
it.
A UFO, I wouldn't say aliens necessarily. Do you know
right.
what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it was, but it was
Bart
moving
Simpson.
Weird.
It was a Bart Simpson balloon. Never tire of that song.
Such a great song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo, 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 yo.
Dollar is what I need.
Money! going to win me some money today, man. I feel it. That's like our
this
last
a,
winner.
This is a difficult one.
Very excited about
yes,
winning.
Yes, he was yelling.
I'm as excited as
he was yelling off the air as well. these are the top 10 movies of all time.
According to who?
According to top 10, I think, .com, people vote on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they take into account how much they make at the box office, but they also, they say these are films that resonated with audiences for decades and have left their mark on the history of cinema.
Deep Throat.
Each movie on this list has something unique to offer, whether it's groundbreaking cinematography, Deep Throat, unforgettable performances, or a story that's so captivating that it stays with you long after the credits roll.
Well, that is a very well put little...
Yes, summary.
Summary, yeah, sure. The top like my summary just now.
Because there are so many movies.
There's
this
been a
is
couple.
This is a difficult list, I think.
Sure, so I only have to get two.
So you get
out
six
of 27 guesses.
I will say three.
Three.
I'll say six to get three.
Six to get three. Well, that's fair enough. Forget a buck. All right. Of all time. Going all the way back in time.
Yep.
Okay. One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Start shouting out answers at home, by the way. Maybe I can pick up on it.
Maybe you can hear.
Yeah.
All right. Six guesses to get three. The top 10 movies of all time.
About a month from right now, July 4th, we'll be watching Jaws. That was an all-time great motion picture presentation.
Listen, it's not on the list. Doesn't mean it isn't great.
Right.
Plus, the list is a lot longer than 10.
Right. These are just the cream of the crop.
This is just the top 10.
Of this list.
Jaws is a great guess and not on there.
The Godfather.
The Godfather.
Should be playing the music right
now.
You're
saying.
Ah.
Is number three.
Number three.
All right. Two guesses. So you got one.
All right. So I'm going to go, like, since it's saying from all time and groundbreaking, and I'm hearing people in my head shout out Casablanca.
Casablanca, considered one of the best movies of all time.
Yep.
Not on this list.
I'm not sure where you get your lists from, dude.
I just make them up before I come in.
Well, then going back to Deep Throat. No,
you got three more guesses, and you only need to get two right.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, A New Hope.
Sure. Yeah, the first one. That's the only one. Yes! Nice!
All right, four guesses. You got two. Now you only need to get one more. With two guesses. Top 10 movies of all time.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
I'm going back to how you were describing it breaking ground. Yep.
No. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's a good guess.
Rocky.
Dun, 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 dun.
Come on!
Incorrect. So you lost. You didn't get your dollar. And I put it down to three. You were close.
Yeah.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear one of them.
Well, I'm going to kick whoever wrote this list.
10 is Avengers Infinity War.
Nope. Absolutely
which
not.
Which I agree with.
Nope. Not anywhere on that
chart. 9 is Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Never heard of it.
8 is Back to the Future.
Oh, all right. That one I'll kick my butt.
7 is The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Yeah, I suppose that's all right.
6 is Pulp Fiction.
Well, yeah, that's a killer.
5 is Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Well, someone's a big Star Wars fan.
How about that?
I don't think
4
so.
Is Shawshank Redemption.
Sure.
3 is The Godfather. 2 is The Dark Knight,
nope.
Which was shocking to me. That's
nope.
The
Wrong
Heath
answer.
Ledger one.
Yeah.
And number 1 was, I'm a little embarrassed about this one, but it's Forrest Gump. I love Forrest Gump.
Really?
Is it the great? Yeah, I do. I
hate that movie.
Oh, I loved it. But is it
funny.
The greatest movie of all time? I
no.
don't think so.
So these are torture lists. These are like, you show me a dollar. You're like, you could.
And then
get
I
it.
Put stuff on there that you'll never guess.
Yay, good for you. That's good. I like that, actually. That's the wrong attitude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
19 juicy and disturbing secrets people accidentally discovered about their loved ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That is the Ask Reddit.
Phenomenal.
Somebody put that on there. The first one is my great grandmother was married to 3 different people at the same time.
And what state is she from?
The men were from different branches of the military, and she was collecting all 3 of their paychecks at a time.
Oh, so they were probably not at home and out and about.
Right,
and
they didn't
serving
know.
Our nation.
And they were writing letters to all 3 of them.
Hats off, Grandma.
That's crazy, man.
Great-grandma.
It's a crazy thing to find out about your great-grandma,
yep,
too.
Yep, yep.
I graduated boot camp and wondered why my brother wouldn't talk to me. It turned out he was hooking up with my ex while I was away. Instead of delivering my letters, guess guilt ate him up, and he thought it was simpler to keep up the lie and not have a brother. Right up until an old friend of mine told me what had happened.
Here's what's going on.
Here's a grandmother one. And it's a bizarre one. So my grandmother has this weird thing where she likes to share food with people. Mm. Are you ordering a steak at the restaurant? Well, then she's going to order the same thing. Oh. Even if she doesn't like steak.
Huh.
Try her drink. It's really good. Take the first bite of chicken. Let her know if it's any good. This always really annoyed me because I hate sharing food.
Yeah.
One day I brought it up to my mom and she was like, oh yeah, grandma's afraid of being poisoned. So she wants other people to try her food first.
Hey, how do you think that chicken tastes today? It looks a little poisoned to me.
So in all caps, he says, so let me get this straight. Grandma thinks someone's trying to poison her, so she has me try the food first?
Sure. You're just the grandkid. Who cares?
What the hell? So we're going to take your things that you found out about your extended family. 818-955-KLOS. We do have one story that must be told.
What's that?
Sluggo.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't
why
make
is
me
it,
tell it by memory.
Why is it grandmas? And this was a great grandma, actually.
Grandmas are badass.
Yeah, apparently so.
When they lived,
yeah.
You had to be badass.
1800s or whatever. So yeah, my mom just spilled it one day. She was all sitting around, a bunch of family members just talking, having a normal time, which, you know, is usually not very normal in my family.
Sure.
And all of a sudden she goes, well, yeah, you know, your great grandmother killed this guy, which actually is what Bean used to say, as I recall. Didn't he kill a guy?
he used to claim it as a joke.
Yes. Well, apparently my great-grandmother, I don't know, I never got the story out of it.
How could you never
get
a story?
I know, but she wouldn't talk about it. Once she spilled the beans.
Bugging, I would still
you
be asking her today.
You don't know the stonewall that goes up.
Oh,
but we
man.
Were like, there was just this silence, like a pin drop, you
but
know, you can
you
hear.
You can't drop
we
like, something
hold on
like
a
that
second.
And then shut off the flow of information.
Well, in our family,
your
that's possible.
Your great-grandmother killed a dude.
Off some dude.
Wow.
Off he goes. Out of here. You're done.
Wow.
I don't know what this story
was.
What
age were you when you found that out?
Oh, I was recent, so in my 90s.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I wasn't
in
that long
90s?
Ago.
In your 90s? You're not that
very,
old.
Very old man.
You mean
man.
In the 90s?
Yeah, there you go.
That's bizarre to find out that late.
Yes,
great,
it was.
Great-grandma killed a dude just to watch him die.
Watch the light go out of his eyes. Yeah. She was hardcore, I guess.
Wow. All right. Secrets you found out about your loved ones. 818-955-KLOS.
Breaking news on my grandmother, great-grandmother front.
Yes.
Apparently, my wife remembers more of the story than I did.
Excellent.
So we were all sitting around. We're talking about family secrets. And all of a sudden, and it was just a nice, normal conversation. And my mom just drops the bomb that my great-grandmother had apparently not killed just one guy, but two.
What?
They were both husbands.
How could you not remember?
Oh, just shut things out pretty good, man.
That?
It starts getting crazy.
I'm not shutting that out.
And then she said, actually, well, I guess only one of them for sure, but she tried to poison the other one.
They were both her husbands at some point.
Yes.
And she would just do away with them.
Apparently.
Oh,
so
my God. That is the kind of secret that you don't or do want to find out about your relatives.
Yeah, do you or don't you?
Do you have a story like that?
My grandmother was having an affair with someone who lived in their apartment complex while my grandfather was away at work. One day he came home early and she had the man hide underneath the bed. Well, I guess he got anxious and tried to, you know, basically make a run for it.
Right.
And my grandmother confessed, like, towards the end of her life that she lied to my grandfather and said that he was an intruder. And my grandfather shot and killed the guy and totally got away with it.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
And he was just having a go that day. That's a bad way to wrap that up.
When did you find this out?
My mom ended up telling me a couple of years ago.
Oh, my God.
And this was after my grandmother had passed.
Right.
You know, she didn't want to say anything because she was a child when it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's dead now, so
it all ends happy.
Classic. That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Wow. That's going to be a hard one to beat. 818-955.
This might be a good point to point out that we don't know what people call us with and if
that's
they're
true.
Being truthful or not.
Right. Oh, yes.
That's true. That's important. 818-955-KLOS. Disturbing secrets you found out about your loved ones.
Preferably and they're dead already. It's already.
Our listeners have crazy grandmas. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Nana is badass.
Right on, Nana.
We are taking calls, secrets about your family that you found out. KLOS, hello.
Okay, so this is my husband's grandma. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was married, had twin sons, and her husband was a lumberjack, lost an arm, so she left him.
Okay.
She moves to Southern California with like twin three-year-olds, meets a guy. They never ended up getting married, but he changed their last name just by writing it down.
Right.
And so the kids were raised with the new guy's last name, even though they weren't married and they were never legally adopted.
That's super weird to find out that your grandpa's not your grandpa.
Exactly.
But so he was a lumberjack and he's okay. He works all night and he sleeps all day. Wow, that would be weird.
That is crazy.
Did everybody freak out or were they okay with it? I suppose they weren't okay with the news.
I mean, it's super surprising, especially the fact that they weren't married because they were together so long. But like now, my husband and all these cousins have this last name that's not theirs.
Has nothing to do with them.
That's
right.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. When did you find out about this?
Actually, my husband just found out probably in the last 5 years.
Wow. Well, Merry Christmas.
Love it.
Yeah. Right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, that last caller, she was saying something about her family had passed away already. I would never talk about this unless mine had passed as well.
Sure. No, exactly.
Excellent.
My mom told me the story about my grandmother that was never talked about, that she worked at the Studebaker dealership up in Los Angeles before I was born. And it's kind of a story like that story in Fargo. They were like moving cars and embezzling money.
Right.
And they got caught by the feds, and my grandma, from what my mom said, served like 5 to 7 years federal years.
And your grandma was in prison.
Yeah, like granny was a felon.
Grannies are badass. That's
they
what we're
are.
Finding
That's
out.
What we are finding out.
They
today.
Don't care anymore.
Nope, it's not grandpas either. It's grannies.
Yes, it
they're
is.
Like shutting it down.
She was like way high up in the company before women did that. You know, she worked for Studebaker, and I guess she was high enough up to fudge the money.
Right.
Apparently.
Sure. Well, good for her, I guess.
Yeah, wow. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Secrets about your family.
Action! Coming up in just a matter of moments on our Gimme 5 songs that, you know, inspire you to do something, I guess.
It doesn't have to have action in it.
Nope. But no, there's a Def Leppard song with action. Action, not words, but that's not words.
We started the hour talking about this one. My great-grandmother was married to three different people at the same time. The men were from different branches of the military. She was collecting all three of their paychecks at one time.
Man, that is nerve, man.
So
nerves of steel.
We went into secrets about your family, and everyone so far this hour is a woman.
Yeah, grandmas mostly.
Grandmas kick ass.
And great-grandmas. Yeah. He's not taking any.
How about yours?
All right, I can say this now because my mom's not with us.
Okay.
So my mom was working at a supply warehouse, and she ran up some debt and didn't tell my dad. So she started embezzling from the company, and the company found out about it. Now, the owner of the company was this big woman, and her partner, they were lesbians, and they decided that instead of turning her in, they asked her if she would take part in some activities with them.
Right.
To take the money off the books.
So she could work it off.
My mom had to work it off, literally.
And she really did?
And she did it. And yeah, she did it. And
wow.
Then my parents ended up getting a divorce. My old man ended up finding out about it. It got really ugly. He ended up, hey, you know, it was a weird ledger book. I don't even want to know. But when he told me about it, I was freaking out. I'm like, no way. But it's like, basically, my mom had to become like a lesbian prostitute to pay off the
That is unbelievable.
Not stuff that you tell everybody except Kayla West.
Give me five.
Yeah. Give them to me. Hand them over.
Songs have a nice. In a row.
I want your five songs in a row.
All right, so it's action songs, you know, like the director yells action, and you what? What do you do?
Raptor on Twitter says crisscross jump. I mean, technically, that works.
Oh, hold on. I don't know, man.
I mean, it's action.
It's true.
It's action, but I'd rather the other jump.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Okay. 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Slugga.
Yeah. I did my thing in action.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Verb.
Verb.
To be, to see, to feel, to live.
Verb.
Yeah. I put my heart in
Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, my God. Verb is action, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's a good suggestion. Yep. Who came up with that?
Brian Nelson.
I can't do that, though, Brian. I really can't.
Sorry, Byron.
Byron Sorry. Nelson. Yeah. Schoolhouse Rock. Wow.
That's right. Crazy, right?
Foo Fighters 4.
Foo Fighters 4.
G-Unit 11. Hush.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The word stop is the end of
action. The action. That's true. And Ben stealing is actually action. But on the other hand...
No, but it's past tense.
That's true. You were caught stealing.
Right.
So we've had a couple requests for Jane's, Juana's Addiction, between stop and Ben caught stealing. And I think other than
Let's play one of them.
Okay, let's flip a coin.
All right.
All right, heads it's stop and tails it's go. Ben caught stealing.
Action song that popped in my head was Eric Clapton, Lay Down, Sally.
That works. That 100% works.
Oh, cool.
Especially the action that comes after that.
Well, I have to read between the lines, I reckon.
Cool, who are you?
My name is Rocky from El Real.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
I sent you audio for this story.
Oh, you did?
Yes, but we don't need it unless you have time to import it.
Yeah.
Man, this is sent to us from Raul. A man arrested after video shows him robbing a Miami, it looks like a iPhone shop.
All right, okay.
Wearing a box on his head. He's wearing a box on his head.
Is there audio? Do you want to let me know when you want it?
Go ahead. This is the sound of him breaking stuff.
Pretty bizarre scene here. New video shared by Miami Gardens business owner shows a thief stealing phones while covering his head up with a cardboard box. The surveillance video captured the robbery around 4 Saturday morning. It happened at Eye Repair Tech, which is located on Northwest 183rd Street. At one point, the clumsy culprit even drops his disguise, revealing his face just before he leaves the store. The owner tells us the thief took 19 iPhones and $8,000 in cash, doing a total of $15,000 in damage. The suspect was later spotted in the area around 5:30 Saturday afternoon and arrested.
So the box was open. The flaps were down, so he couldn't see anything. So he had to keep picking up the flap so that he could see what he was stealing.
You know, in 2023, you can walk in anywhere still with a mask on.
Right.
And nobody's going to say or look at you different at all. Well,
no, he's wearing a giant
box. But he has a box on his head.
Yeah, and I've been moving a lot, so I'd say it's a medium-sized box.
Perfect for packing. Don't forget recycling.
And wearing on your head.
Well, it's really simple. I just take the pudding first and forget the meat and...
I mean, that's true. You've had that figured out for years.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No problem. I don't know what his problem is.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
There's a weird criminal on the loose in Texas.
In Texas.
He's doing weird things. I've never heard of this before.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Sneaking around late at night, trimming trees without permission.
That sounds like rap lyrics.
What?
That sounds like some sort of, you know, like you set you up. Here's your rap lyric.
It does, yeah.
Follow through.
Sneaking around late at night, trimming trees without permission.
That's what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
In the middle of the night, he walks around and trims trees.
Well, that sounds kind of nice.
Sure.
In a North Texas neighborhood. Now, some Fort Worth homeowners not only baffled, but they are upset with the man that they're calling Edward Scissorhands.
See, because the movie, because he had scissors for hands.
Which makes masturbation very difficult, I would think.
When Jerry Balkenbush discovered this pile of tree branches in his front yard last weekend.
I've talked to my wife, Emily. I was like, hey, we had a storm last night. And she was like, oh, no, that's Edward Scissorhands. And so I was like, what?
That's what he was like. I like that.
I like that the wife knew all about the story and the nickname.
She's been on Next Door, man.
Husband didn't know anything about it.
I was like, what? What?
The neighborhood was talking about it, and it seems like he was just hitting certain streets.
Is there someone screaming in the background on that?
I don't know.
That sounded really weird. Here, listen to this. That sounded like someone screaming.
If you play it backwards, it says number 9.
The neighborhood was talking about it, and it seems like he was just hitting certain streets.
What's going
there
on?
There is someone yelling
at him. That town is insane.
Right.
Wow.
Several of their neighbors seeing this man on their home surveillance videos, normally out around 3 a.m.
He starts trimming the tree and admiring his work and kind of stepping back. We really just wanted to stop doing this.
They say now these incidents are becoming more frequent. Overnight, about a dozen trees targeted on three different streets.
They say there's been multiple police reports filed.
And there are some investigators working on it, from what we understand.
Now they're hoping someone recognizes
him. I mean, is he doing a good job? Is he turning them into naughty things when he trims them? I mean, who cares?
Oh, no, he's not doing a good job.
Oh, no, really?
No, he's just trimming them, cutting off what he wants.
Oh, okay.
Some trees, he cuts off all the branches.
Oh, okay. And then he admires it, at least.
He's got a dog with him, 3 a.m., looking at his work. What a weird criminal to try.
Very, very strange.
And the reason they get mad is because of the HOA, they're responsible for the trees.
Oh, that's lame. Okay, now I get it.
That's Edward Scissorhands.
KLOS is supercharged to bring you another loud lunchtime concert on the brand new KLOS Live Stage. This time with Seattle guitar phenom A-Ron Jones. A-Ron Jones in a secret location Thursday, June 8th at 1 p.m. It'll be Lunch on Us, a Q&A with Matt Finfield, and a short acoustic set with A-Ron. Want to go? Easy. Shoot an email to AJ at 955KLOS.com. That's AJ at 955KLOS.com. The KLOS Live Stage. Powered by the accident attorneys at Sweet James. Hurt in an accident? Call 800-9-MILLION.
Do you love wine? If you do, come visit Lodi Wine Country, past winner of Wine Region of the Year. We have wide open spaces with over 85 boutique wineries and the largest grape growing region in the U.S. Avoid the crowds and experience world-class hospitality.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. There was an ex-NASA scientist who thought he saw a UFO. Turned around in his jet, and it turned out to be a Bart Simpson balloon.
Dope!
Well done. I didn't know you did, Homer. We took calls on secrets about your family that you just found out. All of them were grandmas, except for one was a mom.
Yeah, so the women out there have been out of control.
Kicking ass for years.
Yes, and hats off to y'all. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I need a constant diet of Have the two of you ever tried the wobbly H?
No, that would mean both of us are in the same room.
Yeah. Have you ever baked the potato?
Listen, we just wanted to ask you some non-sexual questions.
Have you ever done the bam bam in the ham?
She's got a one-track mind.
Have you ever put the banana in the salad? Have you ever bludgeoned the flaps? Have you ever burped your worm in the mud hole?
Wow.
Have you ever tried cattle prodding the oyster dish with the lap rocket?
Oh my God, you guys.
Have you ever tried dinky tickling?
I do not believe so, no.
Have you ever tried dipping the stinger in the honey? Doing the hibbity-dibbity.
I can say yes to that one.
Doing the horizontal greased weasel tango. Fidgeting the midget in Bridget.
I'm not sure.
Filling her out like an application. Harpooning the salty longshoreman. Have you ever played peekaboo with your vein cane in the flesh pipe?
All right, I mean, I feel like we've gotten what we're going to get out of you, so we got to go.
F*** me and kiss my butthole and c*** my
ass. Good afternoon, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
This is Chuck!
Chuck! You're caller 25!
I don't believe it!
It's true, Chuck!
2023 is my lucky day.
2023 is your lucky day. That is true. Chuck, you get 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
Woo! I love it.
We're shutting down the park and taking it over August 24th, celebrating 100 years of Disney, and you will be yelling with us, Chuck.
Yeah!
I love it.
Rolling Stones played their first ever live date in the United States on this day in rock in 1964 at the Swing Auditorium out in San Bernardino. Grand Funk Railroad beat the Beatles record on this day in rock in 1971 for selling out the Shea Stadium in New York. It took them 72 hours.